Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, The Power of Compassion. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 5. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 5 reads, Celebrate God all day, every day. I mean, revel in Him. Make it as clear as you can to all you meet that you're on their side, working with them and not against them. Help them see that the Master is about to arrive. He could show up any minute. I have just read from the Message Bible. When Farida discovered she was pregnant, she was devastated. Overwhelmed with guilt and shame, she didn't know how to handle the situation. It was only her second year in college. Desperate and confused, she decided to confide in her roommate, who was a believer. Her roommate was saddened by the news, and together they cried. What are you going to do now? Her roommate asked gently. I don't know. I really don't know. But I can't abort it. I had a dream where I died trying to do it, Farida responded. Her roommate was relieved that she wouldn't take the life of her unborn child because of her mistake. She encouraged Farida to be strong and helped her make the right decisions. Because of her roommate's support during this difficult time, Farida eventually became a believer in the Lord Jesus. She repented of her sins and grew deeply committed to Christ. When Farida gave birth, it was her fellow believers who rallied around her, offering help and ensuring she wasn't alone. As she grew in her faith, Farida began to share her story with other young girls, teaching them how to avoid the mistakes she had made. God blessed her with a fruitful ministry. She eventually opened a center where young women seeking to leave prostitution could learn a trade, earn a living, and come to know the Lord. Farida's life and ministry were the result of a believer showing love and compassion to an unbelieving roommate during her time of guilt and shame. As believers, when dealing with unbelievers, we must remember that God loves them and Christ died to save them. Don't let hatred for their sin prevent you from loving them. Let your relationships with them always be in the name of the Lord, guided by a desire to bring them into the light of God's love. Prayer. Lord, please help me to love and win souls for you everywhere I go. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms chapters 90 to 92. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Psalms chapters 90 to 92.
Psalm 90, a prayer of Moses, the man of God.
Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn people back to dust, saying, Return to dust, you mortals. 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. Yet you sweep people away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. In the morning it springs up new, but by evening it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. Our days may come to 70 years or 80 if our strength endures, yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. If only we knew the power of your anger. Your wrath is as great as the fear that is your due. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, Lord. How long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
Psalm 91.
Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. They say of the Lord,
He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust.
Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, "The Lord is my refuge," and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because they love me, says the Lord, I will rescue them. I will protect them, for they acknowledge my name. They will call on me and I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will deliver them and honor them. With long life, I will satisfy them and show them my salvation.
Psalm 92, a song for the Sabbath day.
It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night, to the music of the 10-string lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, Lord. I sing for joy what your hands have done. How great are your works, Lord! How profound your thoughts! Senseless people do not know, fools do not understand, that though the wicked spring up like grass and all evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are forever exalted. For surely your enemies, Lord, surely your enemies will perish. All evildoers will be scattered. You have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. Fine oils have been poured on me. My eyes have seen the defeat of my adversaries. My ears have heard the rout of my wicked foes. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him."
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.